In this holiday season, thank you for the gift you are giving me in listening to my story of experience, hope, and strength. And I'm going to start out by reading from the For Today, December 13th, because it kind of sums up my story. So December 13th, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. John Newton. Nothing could better describe what so many of us in OA feel than the words of amazing grace. For us, however, the experience is not a religious one, but a spiritual one. Whatever our religious beliefs or non-beliefs, spiritual recovery is felt as a profound inner change, a dissolving of the attitudes and opinions that kept us chained to compulsion. Spiritual awakening heals us of self-willed blindness to the truth about ourselves and our condition. We are no longer wandering, alone and lost. We are found. For today, that people so deep in the clutches of compulsive illness can recover is truly evidence of amazing grace. So for me, the key phrase in that reading is dissolving of attitudes and opinions that kept us chained to compulsion. I found myself at the door of an in-person OA meeting in September 2022, ready to do anything that would help my condition. In March, I had collapsed while trying to board a Disney cruise ship, no longer able to carry my weight in the long lines, and with the removal of benches and the extra procedures for COVID safety. I cried, embarrassed, for help. As the security staff, my family, and walkie-talkie agents scrambled helplessly for non-existent chairs. And finally, a neighboring cruise line presented a wheelchair. I had hit my bottom. How had I gotten here? I grew up in California in a bikini on the beach. I modeled swimsuits for a major department store chain. I ran for cheerleader and homecoming queen. But my secret was that when I came home, there was little food to support our single mom family and five kids. I was the oldest and became a parent hero figure, providing food and resources. As life went on, food grew to be everything. It was celebration. It was relief. It was rescue. It was escape. And it grew out of proportion. I was a nice girl, and food was a nice way to deal with stress. The pounds came on, and a caring boss gave me a scholarship to my first weight loss program. I had dieted with some success through the years, and always for the same reason, to get into dating bait shape. I did the grapefruit diets, the Atkins diet, the cabbage soup diet, you name it. Eventually, I met and married a nice man who was cuddly, and he didn't mind my love handles. We ate into the triple X sizes over our life and spent thousands in medical fasting programs and other diets to lose it over and over again. But it kept coming back. Why couldn't I get my head on straight about food? As my doctor prescribed more pills to deal with my growing list of weight-related ailments, she said, "Have you ever thought of Overeaters Anonymous? Some of my patients have told me they heard something there that was different, and it helped." I remembered that after I fell at the cruise line. And in April, I went to the website, the OA.org website. I ordered literature. I read it. And I attended 6 online meetings that were in my area. But I knew it wasn't enough. I knew I needed a sponsor, and I could find one if I fully committed by walking in person through a door of an in-person meeting. So I drug my feet. I hemmed and hawed. I knew when the meeting time was. And at the last, very last minute, I went out the door, and it all happened like magic. Every red light turned green as I pulled up to it, and I raced across town and walked in the door, and I was welcomed. And I didn't intend to, but after just a few minutes of hearing other people, I blurted out my needs to those kind people, and they surrounded me with hope and a sponsor who walked me through the steps. After I chose a food plan and put down the excessive food, the feelings began to bubble up. I had kept myself numb and isolated. Now with the steps, I began to process and unpack those feelings and recognized underneath that nice girl, numbed facade was a resentful and angry magma flow, which now burst out almost without notice. By without notice, I mean without any warning to me. It just would pop out. I roared at a man who shushed me in a library. I sent my grandson running in fear to the garage. Thank God I had a sponsor and the steps to help me understand my underlying emotions of fear and my controlling attitudes and judgmental opinions about rules. Ah, rules. I was the rule queen. Through the steps, I made amends. Through the steps, I learned acceptance. The holidays are the few occasions when I broke my abstinence in the early days of my work. My attitude was, why? Doesn't everyone appreciate me and all I've done? No more. Now I give holiday gatherings to God. I enjoy my family openly, who they are, not who I want them to be, and who I want to used to try and make them be. I feel their love on their level and in their terms. And I no longer feel like the lone martyr, good girl, who no one appreciates. One day at a time, I have lost 82 pounds. I'm no longer morbidly obese. I'm just obese. But I have gained so much more. Support of a fellowship that is supporting me. Through my husband, he has stage 4 cancer treatment, and I never realized that this program could be the core of my support and strength in still living a full and peaceful life. One day of abstinence at a time. I can't say enough about the change that has taken place in me, the melted attitude of resentment, my way or the highway now replaced with openness to all the possibilities life and my higher power presents that are so much better than mine. I could never do this on my own. This spiritual change of my core has been an amazing gift of grace. Thank you for the opportunity to share my story. I wish you all the amazing grace found through living a principled life, where abstinence is just one gift of many to be found in turning our will over to a higher power who has so much more in store for us than we could ever imagine. So happy holidays. That's my story.